Good evening. This is Pastor Sandy Polhemus from Warriors for Christ International Ministry. And I just wanted to welcome you all back. As we partake, and we're actually doing this in lieu of the Thursday night Bible study for a while. But as we step back in time and begin to sit before the Father Himself, we come into a place of peace and understanding, a place in the curve of His arm. When you stop and think how big His arm is, we can all fit there, I think. He's the one that made the universe. Unless you have the right instrument, and then I don't think you see the very end of the universe. But He's a big God, and I wouldn't want you to forget that. He encompasses all of us with His love. He encompasses every person that we have a concern about. And today, during this time of coronavirus, someone is on our minds. Someone we haven't heard from in a long time. Someone that we're wondering about. And I just want you to know that He is so big that He can hold us all. We can all sit on Daddy's lap, and I know some people don't like to call Him Daddy, but He's our Maker. He's our Creator. He's, you know, your own Father was your Creator when you stop and think about it. Your dad, your personal, natural dad here, was your Creator, and He loves you. He loves you with everything that He can, even though He can't show it. Say there's times when He never showed it at home. But you were birthed out of His loins, and you became one with Him. So that's how I see Jesus. I see God. Jesus spoke into the atmosphere. God was your Maker. So I see Him, I'm very comfortable calling Him my Daddy. And I do that with reverence. I don't do that flippantly. But in Him, oh, we have everything we have need of. In Him, we can do all things that He has called us to do. We can be good and kind and serve others that have not been good and kind to us. You know, forgiveness is the real thing. When you can forgive those who have spoken against you and held things against you, you begin to let them have an open door to coming back into the fold, to healing. So I kind of like that phrase, He's my Daddy. Because I can trust Him. I can trust Him with all that I have need of. I can trust Him with all that He has given me to speak on, all that He has told me to say to the people. And I can trust the love that He is speaking through me. As He speaks it through me, I can feel it, and I can adapt some of it to myself even, because He does things in love. So many different doctrines are out there right now, and so many different takes on them right now, and so many different people are reading things differently. But I see Him as love. I see Him as speaking love into this nation, even though we have been hard on Him, even though we have basically, you know, let Him have the sidelines. And we just do what we want to do. But that's coming to an end. He's calling us to come and sit with Him. He's calling us to listen to Him. He's calling us by His word. He's calling us by His voice. He's calling us by His presence. If you ever sit in His presence, you don't want to leave it. You don't want to leave that presence. You don't want to come out into this world and leave His presence. It's so good. It's so good and so peaceful and so kind. But there are days when you have to step out, days when you have to regroup, days when you have to go into war. But those days in the war itself are even in Him. So He is the abundance of my joy, and I would pray that it be He is the abundance of your joy. Today, tonight, however you want to consider it, we're going to step into some of His promises and some of His joys. And there's an open heaven out there for you. There's an open heaven out there for me. And what the open heaven has in it is what we each need. So we need to know more about Him and about what He wants from us, an understanding of freedom. I don't like to be cooped up. I don't like to be, excuse me, my hands tied. I want to be able to run. I am free only in Christ Jesus, and I want to be able to run with Him. I want to be able to sing with Him and have joy in His house. And that happens. That truly happens. But with that also comes obedience. As we come into that place in Him, sitting in the garden especially, it's so beautiful and so kind that you really don't want to leave it. But yet we know we have to come out of it and to go out into the world and spread the gospel to one another and to the lost and to the dying. So it's time now to pick up the Word of God and put it to use. We're walking in an open heaven. Repentance opens the heaven, but obedience keeps it open. And as we do that, we begin to know Him even greater and on a different level than we've ever known Him before. It's time now for us to come into relationship with Holy Spirit. And that's where I'm coming from today. He opens the heaven when we're obedient and we repent. But then He also shows us what we need to do next. And we want to keep this heaven open over us so that we take it wherever we go. So it's time for us to begin to reach out into this heaven that's open with our prayers and with our time and with our being. You know, it's time for us to ask. It's time for us to be specific. It's time for us to ask big. And God says that to me with exclamation points. Ask big. Don't ask for something that you can take care of yourself, but ask for that one thing. The victory. The victory that puts you over. Don't get stuck on this side of your victory by not asking. You just have to move on, even if your critics can't. I am moving on. I am victorious in Christ Jesus, and I won't let go of that for nothing. I will not let go of my victory. Not when He paid a price, not when He was put on the cross for me, for you, for the victory that's ours. Not when He lost all that blood that we might have life. And that blood can be used to protect us, watch over us, be that net that's been dropped out there to keep us from going into places we shouldn't be. We can send His word. We can send the blood. And sometimes it's needed. We can't be everywhere for everybody, so it's needed that we send the word. Sometimes even now in this particular time that we're living in, when the coronavirus and the enemy and our governments are walking wild, sometimes we think he's not working, but he is. He keeps on working, especially if we've given him permission, especially if we've asked big and called on him to come and said, "Help, Lord." Or we've cried out and say, "I am victorious in Christ Jesus." Any of those times, we have the victory. We have the victory in him. Your prayers are being heard. But even though you seem to feel like the enemy has the upper hand, he doesn't. God is working on your behalf. Don't let go. Don't let go, because God is working in the unseen realm, and he's working big. So keep praying. Keep praying, folks. Don't let it drop. Because that's part of letting the angels have some of the realm out there that you're walking in. They can come. You need finances? Let God send that financial angel. Let him point to the word that you need to hear on finances. Let him become your victory and all that you have need of. I'm looking at Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. And it says, "Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth. You're no longer under their feet. The devil is under your feet. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God." And Deuteronomy 3 starts some of the blessings. He says, "Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out." Many blessings of the Lord that we have that we don't see as blessings sometimes. We see as someone else's blessings, but there is an open heaven when you're obedient and repentant. Hallelujah. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord will command the blessing on you in your storehouses and in all to which you set your hand. And he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. That's a praise. That is an awesome praise, because in this hour, when we feel like everybody else is taking the land away, all the enemies, the Lord is actually giving it to us. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, just as he has sworn to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. Then all peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. And the Lord will grant you plenty of goods in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock, and in the produce of your ground, in the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. The Lord will open to you his good measure or treasure in the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath, if you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and are careful to observe them. So you shall not turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. But it shall come to pass, if you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments and his statutes which I command you today, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. These are some of the curses that it says may happen if you don't come under obedience. Cursed shall you be in the city, and cursed shall you be in the country. Cursed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Cursed shall be the fruit of your body and the produce of your land, the increase on your cattle and the offspring of your flock. Cursed shall you be when you come in, and cursed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will send down on you cursing, confusion, and rebuke in all that you set your hand to, until you are destroyed and until you perish quickly because of the wickedness of your doings in which you have forsaken me. The Lord will make the plague cling to you until he has consumed you from the land which you are going to possess. The Lord will strike you with consumption, with fever, with inflammation, with severe burning fever, and the sword, with scorching, and with mildew. They shall pursue you until you perish. And your heavens, which are over your head, shall be bronze, and the earth which is under you shall be iron. The Lord will change the rain of your land to powder and dust. From the heaven it shall come down on you until you are destroyed. The Lord will cause you to be defeated before your enemies. You shall go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them. And you shall become troubled some to all the kingdoms of the earth. Your carcasses shall be food for all the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth, and no one shall frighten them away. The Lord will strike you with the boils of Egypt, with tumors, with the scab, and with the itch from which you cannot be healed. The Lord will strike you with madness and blindness and confusion of heart, and you shall grope at noonday as a blind man gropes in darkness. You shall not prosper in your ways. You shall be only oppressed and plundered continually, and no one shall save you. You shall betroth a wife, but another man shall be with her. You shall build a house, but you shall not dwell in it. You shall plant a vineyard, but not gather its grapes. Your ox shall be slaughtered before your eyes, but you shall not eat of it. Your donkey shall be violently taken away from you before you, and shall not be restored to you. Your sheep shall be given to your enemies, and you shall have no one to rescue them. Your sons and your daughters shall be given to another people, and your eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all day long, and there shall be no strength in your hand. A nation whom you have not known shall eat the fruit of your land and the produce of your labor, and you shall be only oppressed and crushed continually. So you shall be driven mad because of the sight which your eyes see. The Lord will strike you in the knees and on the legs with severe boils which cannot be healed, and from the sole of your foot to the top of your head. The Lord will bring you and the king whom you set over you to a nation which neither you nor your fathers have known, and there shall serve other gods, wood and stone. And you shall become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations, where the Lord will drive you. You shall carry much seed out of the field, but gather little in, for the locusts shall consume it. You shall plant vineyards and tend Tend them, but you shall neither drink of the wine nor gather the grapes, for the worms shall eat them. You shall have olive trees throughout all your territory, but you shall not anoint yourself with olive oil, for your olives shall drop off. You shall beget sons and daughters, but they shall not be yours, for they shall go into captivity. Locusts shall consume all your trees and the produce of your land. The alien who is among you shall rise higher and higher above you, and you shall count down lower and lower. He shall lend to you, but you shall not lend to him. He shall be the head, and you shall be the tail. Moreover, of these curses shall come upon you and pursue and overtake you until you are destroyed, because you did not obey the voice of the Lord your God to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded you. And they shall be upon you for a sign and a wonder, and on your descendants forever, because you did not serve the Lord your God with joy and gladness of heart for the abundance of everything. Therefore you shall serve your enemies, whom the Lord shall send against you, in hunger and thirst, in nakedness and in need of everything, that he will put a yoke of iron around your neck. The Lord will bring a nation against you from afar, I say all this, and I want you to continue on reading. Because we've been told of the goodness of God. But so many times we have not shared why things come against us, why things are very sensitive, why things are being defined differently, why things are not coming close. We can see them from afar, but they're not close. And it's because we haven't shared both sides. What does it do to the heart of God when we're being disobedient? What does it do when the Lord himself has given us so much? He's given us his Son that we might have life and have it more abundantly. He has given us life. He has shared his blood that we might have protection, that the enemy would be trembling at the sound of our voices. We need to renew our vows, our covenant with God. We need to renew who we are in our thoughts and heart in Christ Jesus. We need to renew what he has done for us into our remembrance. We need to return to God. And as it comes to pass that we renew our love for him, that we repent, then things begin to turn around. The nations begin to honor us. The voice of the Lord comes through loud and clear. With all of his heart and all of our heart together, we come out of that captivity. We come out of that place of the curses. We come into peace. We serve the Lord our God with our heart, the heart of our love for him. Father, forgive us as we have walked in these ways to allow the curses to set upon us. But Father, thank you for the redemption of Jesus Christ, what he did for us at Calvary. Lord, I just thank you so much that you've returned the blessings as we come back into obedience. Father, we choose you above all else. We choose you with the book of the law and with the repentance under the Lord Jesus Christ and what he did at Calvary. We choose life over death. We choose life, his life. And we thank you, Father God, for the breath, your breath that woke us up this morning and breathed new life into us. We thank you, Lord God, that the heavens are opening up before your people again. And we give you praise, honor, and glory that is due you, that is so due you. So we say thank you, Father God. Thank you for all that you're doing. And so in Deuteronomy 30, verse 19, I want to say this from the Word of God. I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live. So that's what we're doing today. We're choosing life. We're choosing to recognize that life of Jesus Christ that is in us, that you breathed into us when you woke us up this morning. We thank you, Father God, for all that you're giving us. We thank you for true life in the Word of God, being set free from the enemy's hand, being set free from coronavirus, being set free from those things that would take away from us that which you have given us, breath, to walk in the Spirit, to walk in this new land, to walk in this new time. To follow up on this, just go to Genesis 2 and verse 7. Psalm 144 and verse 4. And Psalm 150, verse 6. Breathe, I say. Breathe in and breathe out. Christ Jesus, Father God Himself. His true principles for us to live by. For His breath is our breath now. And we need to use it to tell others about Jesus. We need to use it to walk in the Spirit. For in Him, all things are possible. So I just want to talk to you just a little bit about this open heaven. I'm praying for the day when we all walk in that open heaven, when we want to sit at His feet and intercede for one another. I want to see the heavens open up for you. I want to see doors open for you so you will start the process of open heavens in your life. Today we are in the midst of the virus. This virus is shutting down the world. It's the year of the virus and what it might do. But I choose to follow the guidelines of the United States government and do self-quarantine for 14 days. And then by Easter we will know that we are healed, that we are healed supernaturally as well, and that no weapon formed against us can prosper. That we will be brave in these times, and that we will be sold out to Jesus, sold out to God. No germ can penetrate the blood. No germ, no virus, no anxiety that we might have in these days can penetrate the Word of God. We are covered by His precious blood, and no germ can penetrate. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Isaiah 54:17. And now I want to read to you from Isaiah 53-55. It is a good day that we have our Bibles and that we feel free to open them up. That freedom must never be taken away from us. Don't let it. Don't stop talking. Don't stop working, because our God never stops. Never stops working on your behalf. So it's time that we come into that place in Him that is our security. I'm looking up 53-54. God gave me this verses in Isaiah back in 1995. So I'm just excited about being able to come back to these verses again. We're in Isaiah 53 right at the moment. And so I thank you for being with us. I thank you for staying with us. I'm just about to finish. Isaiah 53. Who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we were healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was depressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people he was stricken, and they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death, because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the labor of the soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors. And he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgression. Chapter 54 says, Sing, O barren, you who have not borne. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who have not labored with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married woman, says the Lord. He's speaking this to the lost. Enlarge the place of your tent, and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes, for you shall expand to the right and to the left, and your descendants will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited. Do not fear, for you will not be ashamed. Neither be disgraced, for you will not be put to shame. For you will forget the shame of your youth, and will not remember the reproach of your widowhood anymore. For your Maker is your husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. He is called the God of the whole earth, for the Lord has called you like a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, like a youthful wife when you were refused, says your God. For a mere moment I have forsaken you, but with great mercies I will gather you. With a little wrath I hid my face from you for a moment, but with everlasting kindness I will have mercy on you, says the Lord your Redeemer. For this is like the waters of Noah to me, for as I have sworn that the waters of Noah would no longer cover the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be angry with you, nor rebuke you. For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but kindness shall not depart from you. Nor shall my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has mercy on you. O you afflicted one, tossed with tempest and not comforted, Behold, I will lay your stones with colorful gems, and lay your foundations with sapphires. I will make your pinnacles of rubies, your gates of crystal, and all your walls of precious stones. All your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. In righteousness you shall be established. You shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you. Indeed, they shall surely assemble, but not because of me. Whoever assembles against you shall fall for your sake. Behold, I have created the blacksmith who blows the coals in the fire, who brings forth an instrument for his work, and I have created the spoiler to destroy. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. And now an invitation to an abundant life. Chapter 55. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who shall have no money, come, buy and eat. Yes, come, buy wine and milk, without milk and without price, without money, excuse me, and without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me, hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure mercies of David. Indeed, I have given him as a witness to the people, a leader and commander for the people. Surely you shall call a nation you do not know, and nations who do not know you shall run to you, because of the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel. For he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will be abundantly pardoned. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down, and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out with joy, and be led out with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorns shall come up the cypress tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you that we can walk daily in your word. We thank you that you come to set us free with your word. And we thank you, Father, for the revelations of your word that are coming forth in this time and this hour. They will know us by our testimonies, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimonies. So today, Father God, I just want to give you praise. I want to say thank you for your covenant with your people. I want to say thank you, Lord, for all that you are and have been and will be. And we just want to say tonight, we give you praise, O God. Thank you for breathing into us this morning that we might come alive in you. Amen and amen.